Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All the way to exciting, award-winning, we never lose. We're the best team in baseball. 630 New York Yankees. Phone number to join is always 877-337-6666. Got a great show for you today. Evan Roberts is here. We're all thrilled about that. And he is not trying out to be the next weatherman on any of the local news broadcasts. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today?
Listen, man, I got rained on. I was the ultimate loser.
Yes, you were.
Okay, I had to walk over that, whatever they call that bridge from LIRR to Citi Field. What do they call that? The Flushing Bridge?
It's called the Rusty Staub Bridge.
The Rusty Staub Bridge? I sprinted on the Rusty Staub Bridge in a torrential rainstorm.
Yeah, but I thought it was raining.
And as I was running, I said to myself, this is my comeuppance. I deserve this.
Yeah, the lead story, it's interesting. You know, there's one Yankee and one Met. I just heard Ackerman's update there. It's funny how, you know, it's the same report and people are reacting to it completely in polar opposites. I'm fascinated by it. Where I just heard Ackerman say, the New York Mets got good news in regards to the recovery of Jacob deGrom. I was walking around this building today, and I heard that, and I heard the exact opposite, that the New York Mets got bad news today because Jacob deGrom's not coming back on June 1st, which is now obvious because he's not throwing off a mound, live hitters, any of that stuff. So I'm trying to figure out, was it good news today that there was no setback in the body healing itself, and he can now throw harder and from longer distance? Or is it bad news that it appears, while the Mets didn't put a date on it, you're looking more like July than you are June?
It was always July.
Was it?
Buck Showalter was on our show a month ago.
I thought it was 6 weeks originally.
Well, no, that's true. But let's go step by step here. When Buck Showalter was with us a month ago, and we brought up Jacob deGrom, he said, yeah, things look good. We should get him back by July. That was the first time I had heard July. Because before that, when I did the math, when Jake had his first injury, I said, okay, 6 weeks, starting to throw. Hey, maybe June 1st.
I think we all agreed that that'd be a good return.
Sure, that was hope. But when Buck said a month ago, July, I figured, okay, they're going to be really slow and conservative with him, as they should.
Yeah.
So I don't believe today is a negative day. It's also not a day where I'm celebrating. The day I'm going to celebrate is when Jacob deGrom is pitching for the New York Mets.
I agree. Like, it's weird. Like, and I don't think it's anything, to be honest. I heard the news, you know, driving in today, and I heard the Billy Epler comments, which were basically nothing other than what, you know, Ack just said in the update. Yeah, he's going to throw from a longer distance, and they're going to let him kind of rev it up a little bit. He's not throwing 100, but he can now throw the ball harder.
Right.
And in their world, that's progress.
It is progress.
But listen, here's the reality, the way I view it, and I think this is the way most athletes view guys who are injured. He's not here.
That's how I view it.
And until he's here, he's not here.
That's exactly how I view it as
Period.
A Met fan.
Stop.
You can't think about Jacob deGrom. When I heard this news today, and you know I'm a Jacob deGrom stan, or whatever you want to call me, I looked at it and said, okay, when Jacob deGrom is ready to pitch for the New York Mets, that means he's made rehab starts, that means he's not sore, that means he's good to go. When he's ready to start for the New York Mets, whether it's in the middle of July, first week of August, whenever, I will be ecstatic. Until then, it's
There's
like
no
you shrug your shoulders and say, okay.
Yeah, I think the Jacob deGrom story plays out. Either he pitches this year, whenever that is, and that's a great story, and it'll be celebrated rightfully so, or, and I don't wish this, of course, on him or Met fans, something goes south in his recovery and you're told he's not pitching this year, and that's a terrible story. But right now, Jacob DeGrom doesn't exist.
You can't think about him.
You're 10 games over 500, and Jacob DeGrom is not a part of the New York Mets
right now.
And
even if they weren't 10 games above 500, and look, injuries are starting to occur. Tyler McGill is missing his next start. We're going to have to watch Trevor Williams pitch a game today. David Peterson probably by the end of the week. Even if there's a need for Jacob DeGrom, and there always should be a need for Jacob DeGrom, he's the best pitcher in baseball, nothing can change this timeline. Nothing should change this timeline, nor should anything change your view on this. Jacob DeGrom doesn't exist until we're told he's ready to make a start for the New York Mets, and that's not happening anytime soon.
Yeah, so that's the Mets side, and the Mets do play later this afternoon, so we'll keep you abreast of that, obviously, if you're on your way out to the ball game. I know, listen, it's going to be an empty building for the first game for sure, even though it is a gorgeous day today. And that's just the way it goes when you have last-minute cancellations and doubleheaders, et cetera. But I'm sure by tonight it'll be great for their second game against the Cardinals. Here's the Yankee thing. It's off the field also. It's got nothing to do with the fact that they won yesterday, and they are a rocket ship right now that it appears... Short term, there's no end in sight of the Yankee winning. And like I always say, stack dubs. It don't have to be pretty, but stack the dubs whenever you can because you're going to go through a period where you're 5-5 over 10 or 7-8 over 15, whatever the case may be. But I'm bothered by the nasty Nestor Cortez story that came out.
Which aspect of it?
Well, a couple, actually. One is who went back and researched the high school tweets of Nestor Cortez, and why?
Oh, the why is easy. The why is easy. If you remember back, was it a year ago or 2 years ago, Josh Hader had his old Twitter searched.
I do remember that.
And the reason that happened is because Josh Hader was pitching, I think, in the All-Star game. And so the attention was on Josh Hader. And there's always somebody who says, oh, this guy's getting a lot of attention. This guy's pretty good. Let me dig and find something.
So, in other words, let me find a way to tear him down.
Yes.
Let me find a way to cancel him.
So, answer to your question is 1.35. Is that his ERA right now? 1.35?
Yeah, right.
That's the answer.
Right. So, Nestor Cortez having an unforeseen successful year at the level he's having it right now, which is crazy. And no one could have predicted it, not even him, not the Yankees. You know, his dominance right now this year. Let somebody... to try to bring him down.
Yes.
To cancel him, to find something in his past that would bring shame upon him.
Yes.
And by proxy, I guess, the New York Yankees. Is that the idea?
Yes.
Why?
Because when people reach...
Who lives their life that way?
Well, I don't and you don't, but when people reach a certain level of fame in sports or entertainment, there's somebody out there who thinks to themselves... I'm going to bring that SOB down.
Because he wronged me?
Jealousy.
Because he said no to me when I asked him out on a date?
Chicago White Sox fan who can't understand why their offense couldn't figure out Nestor Cortez. I know that sounds like such a stupid answer, but Craig, it's probably the answer.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it at all. The second part of it that I don't get is if you are a public figure, I don't care what you do for a living, if you have any sort of following at all, again, whatever it is, 5,000, 500,000, whatever it is, how dumb can you be to not whitewash your past posts knowing that we live in a society today where there is that one person looking to bring you down?
Even if...
Like, that's on you.
Yeah,
sorry.
In fairness.
Not sorry.
Do you think Nestor Cortez ever thought in the last 3 years about tweets he threw out there a decade ago?
Apparently not.
No. So here's my answer to that, because I do agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
I just would go about it this way. If I'm an agent, I would go to every single one of my players and say, I'm not saying you tweeted anything wrong, but we have a rule around here. Any tweet that was fired off before the age of 21, we're going to delete. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to hire somebody on my staff. It doesn't even matter if it's all good stuff. We're getting rid of every tweet before you turn the age of 21. Because I don't think for the life of me Nestor Cortez remembered tweeting anything.
I don't know about that.
You think he did?
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. And I'm not excusing what he wrote or the use of the word. But, you know, if you're going to start holding people accountable when they're adults for things, not even that they said, but he's clearly said the word, but things that they tweeted. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we talking about when they were teenagers?
But do you think he's being held accountable?
Well, he's being kind of publicly raked through the mud a bit.
Okay, because
he's not going to lose his job or anything.
Just basing this on other athletes who've had this happen, where old tweets are digged up and you look at it and say, holy crap, that is offensive. It happened to Josh Hader. It happened to Sonny Gray. It's now happening to Nestor Cortez. When you look at the history of it, it all follows the same script. Guy apologizes. Guy says, I was young. And within 36 hours, no one thinks about it ever again.
Yeah, probably. It's just, we're living in the moment, right?
Sure,
so,
sure.
You know, next week, we're not talking about it. You're right. Dead on right. But in the moment, we are talking about it because, A, he's on the best team in baseball right now. B, he's their best pitcher thus far this year right now. And people are getting to know him. He's being discovered now by far more people than ever heard his name before or recognized he was a professional baseball player. But it sucks all the way around.
Oh, yeah.
It just sucks.
It does.
Dude, you have to have something else to do in your life, but search the internet for what celebrities said when they were teenagers. No?
I really think it's a White Sox fan who's sitting there on a Sunday afternoon watching their team get shut down by Nestor Cortez. Just think of the timing of it, Craig. This became a story yesterday.
Yes.
He pitched on Sunday in Chicago against the White Sox.
So here's what happened. Somebody had money on the White Sox. Somebody's pissed that Cortez mowed him down.
Right.
And is his dominant pitcher now. And they're like, F him. I can't pay my rent. I'm going to get him.
It's either someone
And they got lucky.
It's either
because as a teenager, he used the word in a bunch of tweets.
Look, I'm sure other athletes have been searched upon to see if there is a smoking gun from when they're 16, 17, or 18, and they weren't found. In Nestor Cortez's case, it was found, but it's a White Sox fan sitting there on a Sunday afternoon watching, you know, the team struggle offensively, saying, look at this guy. This guy with that mustache. I don't like him. I'm going to try to bring him down.
Yeah, I agree.
Simple as that.
So, I don't know. It's just like, it just gives you the heebie-jeebies, and it makes you wonder, like, if you're... We all want to connect with the people that helped made us successful, which is the community, the public, right? So there is a sense I've had at times, I'm sure you have, not a responsibility, but hey, we're very fortunate with what we do. So why not try to connect in a more personal manner with the audience that has made us successful,
right,
that has allowed us to live the lives that we lead? And we take that with some level of seriousness. But now you got to wonder, for all the people that like you, there's an equal number that might hate you.
Yes.
Trust me, I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So now,
equal.
Like, I wasn't a teenager when Twitter was started. See, that's one rare benefit of age. I wasn't 15 years old writing stupid stuff on social media.
Even I have that benefit at only 38 years old.
But there's something wrong with you if you spend your day trying to find content of a person in the public eye who you don't like solely to embarrass them or bring them down.
That's what it is. That's why if you're in any kind of public life.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Any kind of public life.
My Twitter account. I know that.
I'm sure. And by the way, I'm sure people have. But the difference, the benefit that you have is anything that you've put out there happened while you were an adult. Now, that doesn't mean there isn't something bad. It just means it's easier for you to make a stupid mistake when you're 15 years old as compared to 35 years old.
Now, all those two stories aside, there is a legitimate thing that I think warrants our conversation today. And I get no joy out of having to be the guy to say it because I don't want to come across as a bad guy. I don't want to be the guy that, you know, the old man on the lawn yelling about, you know, about this guy or that guy. But I think we have to acknowledge that it's time. That, as you have said before on this show, there are some guys that aren't made for New York.
Mm-hmm.
There are some guys that can't handle New York.
I have said that.
And those might be two, you know, mutually exclusive things. But there's a guy in New York right now who, gosh darn it, I'm going to be a bad guy here, can't play here anymore. He has to go.
There's a guy who you're done with.
He has to, which
franchise does he play for?
Well, he has to go, Evan.
Which franchise does he play for?
And before I tell you who he plays for,
he
has to go because of what he said yesterday.
Oh.
And I'm sorry that I feel this way, but he has to go. And he has to go, like, today. Like, they should pack his bags. Mm-hmm. He's not a bad guy at all. I really do wish him well elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And the Yankees should write him the check.
Oh, the Yankees.
Own.
The Yankees. Yeah. Wait a second. Yeah. The New York Yankees, yeah, who are off to this historic start.
Yeah.
Who are 26-9.
Yeah.
Get like the 98 Yankees with better pitching. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the team we're talking about.
Yeah.
They have someone that needs to go?
I'm sorry. He's got to go. He's not meant for New York City. And that happens. Mm-hmm. That's okay. But he has to go. And it's time, and I don't want to hear about, you know, his last, you know, half a month. I don't. He said things that indicate to you he's not meant for New York.
So it's not performance-based, it's comment-based?
Well, it's both, but I want to recognize prior to, like, yesterday, his performance did start getting better.
So what did Joey Gallo say after he, or before he dropped the fly ball in left field and struck out with the bases loaded?
How many times did he strike out yesterday?
That made you say,
anybody know?
Time to go.
Was it four? Were there four strikeouts
yesterday?
He went
0 for 5 with four strikeouts. You know what that's called, Craig?
Yeah, it's called the Golden Sombrero.
Very good.
That's what it's called. We call it here the Gallo.
He also left a country on base.
Yes, he did. And the Yankees won anyway. Trevino gets the home run down the right field line. They had a couple home runs later for a little wiggle room because Aroldis Chapman is looking like the Aroldis Chapman of last year, his last couple appearances, which is not a good thing. And we'll get to that in a minute. Joey Gallo has to go. And I'm not saying this because he struck out four times and left 100 guys on base yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He has to go.
But what was the comment, though?
Joey Gallo, on his hitting approach, said yesterday, I guess after the game when reporters were crowded around his 0-for locker, I don't know how to be a guy who can shoot the ball the other way. Excuse me? What? You don't know how to do that? You're not willing to try to do that? You just are what you are.
Yes.
And that's what I
am. Joey Gallo has said numerous times, and this is just the latest example of it, this is who I am.
Yeah.
I'm never going to hit for a high average. He has said this openly.
Yeah.
I'm going to strike out a million times.
And I respect the honesty, but you got to go.
I'm going to draw a lot of walks.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit a lot. So the positives, too. Like, a lot of home runs, a lot of walks, a lot of strikeouts. No average. And he has been very accepting of, this is who I am as a baseball player. That's not going to change.
How about a little something we call work ethic? How about practice? How about there's a hitting coach on this team? Talk to him. But instead, he says, and I'm quoting now, I wish I was DJ LeMahieu. And this boggles my mind for a pro who's making how much money this year?
Like 12, I think.
Yeah.
In that range.
12.
He's a free agent at the end of the year.
$12 million to be a professional.
Sorry
right?
to say that so casually to you, but I think that's what it is.
I wish I was DJ LeMahieu. I don't get how he hits the ball so much. Excuse me? You're a professional baseball player, and it boggles your mind how another guy hits the ball so much? A lot of times, I wish I was a contact hitter, but I'm playing the hand that I was dealt. How about being a professional?
It's interesting how he views who he is as a baseball player as something that's not like a choice. Like, it is a choice to be that kind of baseball player. Now, you want to tell me, well, my skill sets kind of lean into that. I'm a power guy. But you don't have to be that baseball player. You made a choice years ago. This is, and it is difficult. I want to defend him in this regard. It is very difficult at this point in his career to flip a switch and say, I'm going to become a different
How
baseball player.
How about you try, though? What he's saying in these quotes is, I'm not even going to try to because it'll mess up my swing. You're batting 190.
Right.
You're telling me it's going to get worse?
Right, and he's not exactly on pace at 40 home runs. I think he's on pace at like 22 home runs.
Yeah.
So
but
what he
like,
is...
To me, we are a blue-collar town through and through, whether we pay lip service to it or not. The fan bases of all our teams are blue-collar men and women. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you root for. That is the bulk of the sports fan in New York City. And when you're making $12 million a year, and the fan base says they leave left field open for you more so than any player in baseball, have you practiced hitting the ball to third base? No.
Why won't
you try? Because I can't.
It's not as simple as that. But the answer to me is similar in what you're saying, which is at some point I have to look at my team and look at the way I'm built and say, does it benefit to have this kind of baseball player in my lineup every day? The Yankees are hitting a ton of home runs. Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge, Anthony Rizzo so far this year, and even a guy like Gleyber Torres, if he's right, should hit me 20 to 25 home runs. So you have to look at your roster and say, at what point do I say, I don't want that kind of player in my lineup? Like, Joey Gallo's proclaiming this is who I am and I'm not changing.
And that's my problem, period, stop. It's one thing, we know you're a 200 hitter. Right. You know, you're going to get a lot of walks. So I know the on-base percentage is about average for a major leaguer. I get all that. My issue is not that. My issue is I'm not willing to put the work in to try to be better, to try to hit so that the shift isn't a negative.
I don't think it's putting the work in. I think it's an unwillingness to bend what he thinks is his best chance to be a successful baseball player, which is a big power, big strikeout, big walk kind of guy.
But he's not going to hit 45 home runs this year.
I agree.
He's not going to drive in 110 runs this year.
The biggest problem is not even his average. The biggest problem is he's not hitting the amount of home runs he's supposed to hit.
Right, so you can't defend the unwillingness to try something else. And I wouldn't tolerate it if I'm the New York Yankees.
I don't want to say June, but I'd say by the All-Star break. I'll be conservative, Craig. By the All-Star break,
yeah,
he's not going to be the everyday left fielder for this team.
He can't be, and not because he dropped the ball yesterday, because he's usually a pretty reliable defender.
Hold on. Let me just challenge that a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
We were told Joey Gallo is a gold-glove defensive left fielder.
Yes.
Now, I've watched him for a full year. We all have. Ask yourself, is he a gold-glove left fielder?
He's had a couple drops.
We've seen him drop balls in the outfield. Now, we've seen him make some nice plays, but overall, we've watched him for a year.
Yeah.
Craig,
he's not
that good defensively. Let's stop saying it, because why? Because we were told that?
Yeah, I agree.
I have eyes. Big Mac has eyes. You have eyes. We've watched him for a year.
He is not a gold-glove outfielder.
No.
He's not. So the question is, what is he? Because if you're a guy batting 190 who walks a lot, here's the reality. If Joey Gallo gets up in the eighth inning of a playoff game, you're not hoping he walks.
He's not playing in a playoff game.
I hope not.
No, I'm telling you right now. Because whether it's a trade for a guy like Brian Reynolds, not to bore you with that, or it's internal, because remember, the Yankees have too many guys for too few spots, which means you're looking at an outfield of Hicks, Judge, and Stanton. When we get to you-know-what cutting time, this guy's not going to play. He's not. So I get what you're saying. I'm done with him. Unless something changes dramatically with him, don't worry. Don't worry. He's a free agent at the end of the year.
Yeah.
They're not bringing him back.
I agree. So hey, we'll get all your calls on it. The Mets played 2 today against the Cardinals. The Yankees have Tyone on the mound tonight against Spencer Watkins and the Orioles. Chalked it up as another dub. And away we go. 877-337-6666. Listen, I'm sure Joey Gallo is a good guy. Everyone seems to like him a lot. So I'm not, I feel bad about saying what I'm saying.
Oh, stop it.
But you're making $12 million a year, you can't play here anymore.
You don't have to preface that you think he's a nice guy.
I think he's a lovely guy.
Who cares if he's a nice guy?
Because you should be a nice guy.
No, but we're breaking down his skill set as a baseball player.
It's not personal, and I'm sure he's a lovely guy.
Who thinks it's personal?
I don't know, some people.
We just don't think he's any good.
He's not. He's not.
And last night, for me,
not even 0-for-5, 4 strikeouts and the drop. For me, the issue is the comments.
Well, you know.
Because every player's going to have an 0-for-5 night.
I'm not saying I want him on the Mets, but I want to make this
point.
You
can have him.
No, I want to make this point. The New York Mets don't hit a lot of home runs. Okay? Would you agree with that? They have one true slugger on this team, Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
And
they're not going to lead the league in home runs.
They're not. Okay? The New York Yankees are. The New York Yankees have more home runs than any other team.
Who do you want to give me for Gallo?
I don't want Joey Gallo. I want to make a point to you.
Go ahead.
Okay?
Because I'll take Nimmo. I'll give you Hicks and Gallo, and I'll take Brandon Nimmo.
No.
And then I'll sign Gardner to be my backup.
Throw in your entire bullpen. I'll consider taking Gallo back, okay?
Listen.
The New York Mets could use or could live with an all-or-nothing player like Joey Gallo, because it could benefit them. They don't hit a lot of home runs. The New York Yankees are a slugging team and will hit more home runs than any team in the American League without Joey Gallo.
Correct.
Right, so if you agree with that statement, if you accept that statement, then why am I putting out there a guy who's going to hit me 195, play average defense, don't tell me he's won gold gloves, yeah, he's going to walk a million times, but he's going to go through these massive slumps in which it looks like he has a hole in his bat. The New York Yankees could benefit, and I get it, that 26-9, there's no issues, with a guy who makes more contact, with a guy who's a different baseball player, yeah, a different skill set than Joey Gallo.
Listen, I'm with you. I think most Yankee fans are finally on that hill with me as well. We'll find out by taking your calls, 877-337-6666. Grubhub, and I apologize. Apparently, I crashed the Grubhub system today, I was told. Grubhub was giving out a $15 free lunch coupon today. If you lived, I think it was just in the metropolitan area, the five boroughs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I took advantage of it, and I got $15 worth of free Thai food today. And I put it out because I figured, why should I be the only person that benefits from it? And it crashed the system.
Look what you did.
So I hope you got your $15 free lunch today.
Your selflessness has crashed the entire system.
That's what I was told by Anthony Gallo. He said, yeah, Grubhub wrote back to you. Thanks.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
You're wearing a white t-shirt.
Is it because I have the sweatshirt red... left little things on me?
No, it has nothing to do with that. Oh, you got okay. Red, kind of red sleeves.
Yeah,
yeah, it's the,
red
around it's the neck. Collar and around the sleeves.
Yeah. You don't like what I'm wearing today?
It's not that I don't like it. It paints
a
picture.
My Coca-Cola shirt.
Yes. And unfortunately, we are not on TV today, Evan.
We are not on TV today.
Oh, the Met doubleheader.
Oh,
that's right.
I thought the same thing.
Okay.
He was going to get, you know, just killed for
look
this
at
look.
You, careful language. No, we're not crying. We feel bad for you. You
why?
Are going to get
I bought this
hammered
shirt.
On social media.
Why would I and get hammered?
And that's okay. I get hammered on social media. I accept yeah. it.
Hold on. What am I wearing that would lead to me being
well,
hammered?
Well, real quick before Big Mac expounds, my first reaction is you look like you're really trying to look young. Like it's a boy's t-shirt.
I have a t-shirt.
It's if you're 17
it's
years
got like
old.
A 50s, 70s kind of feel to it.
It's
definitely
a
does.
Shirt.
It's just
you
it
guys
just
are
does.
Overthinking this
all right,
too much.
Stand up. I'm going to take a picture so I can
no
tweet
problem.
It out.
I'm proud of wearing this shirt.
Oh, and the white white shorts to go with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Good.
You got it?
And right, I'll tweet it out so people
you
can comment.
Do whatever you want.
Thank you.
All right. You took the picture. You have the copyright to the picture.
Thank you very much.
I have no rights to that photograph because you took it.
That's right.
But I see nothing wrong at all with my shirt today. Nothing at all.
What?
Again,
do
nothing
you...
wrong.
No, no. Just listen. You guys don't want me to go around the room, do you?
Yeah.
Because if you want me to go around the room, we can play the dozens all day. I'm not going to lose at that one.
Start with me.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No.
I'll stand up.
Have you ever worn that coral shirt before? I don't think I've ever seen it.
What's that?
Have you ever him? Worn that coral shirt before?
Yeah. My shirt? I've worn this twice a week, actually.
Yeah. All good. Here's Joey in New Haven on the Fan. JoJo, what's going on?
What's up, Craig and Evan?
How you doing?
Good. Craig, I got to agree with you. Joey Gallo, he's got to go. This guy is a running joke. Me and my brother were watching a game yesterday. Supposed to be Gold Glove left fielder.
Yeah.
He drops the ball. We just look at each other because it's a running joke ever since he came to New York.
You know, I have
he
to
might
tell
be
you,
the
though,
worst.
It's Yesterday sucked for Joey Gallo. No one's going to dispute that. Four strikeouts, 0-for-5, and he drops a fly ball, right? It was the worst possible day he could have, right?
I mean, he had the worst right. 9 minutes in the history of baseball.
Okay, so let's just acknowledge that. And, I almost didn't bring it up today because I didn't want people to think I was overreacting to one game. And, oh, by the way, they won the game, which is paramount, right?
Right.
But I've been thinking about it for a while. I'm reacting to what he's saying. That's what bothers me.
But you also can't expect, if we're being fair here, that Joey Gallo, in his contract year of free agency, he's been in the league for a while now, to right now say, I got to reinvent myself as a player.
I'm not saying that.
That's not happening.
But what I want to hear is, listen, I hate batting 190, so I'm going to try to hit the ball the other way. He's telling you, I'm not even going to attempt it.
Yeah, he's owning who he is as a baseball player.
Well, you suck.
Yeah. The one thing I would ask him to do is, when they put the shift on you, every once in a while, since you're a big walks guy, well, a walk is just getting to first base, right? Why not lay down a bunt if they've given it to you? And that is a skill set I agree. Why not work on that? I'm not telling you become a different player, become DJ LeMahieu, but what I'm saying is every once in a while in the right situation, if they're giving you the entire left side of the infield, take it. You're a big walks guy anyway. It's the same thing. You get to first base.
And I heard on a BT show earlier, he's only projected 33 RBIs for this year.
I don't care. Forget it. I don't care about that or projections. I'm not getting bogged down in stats. That's why I want to be very clear about what is bothering me today, and that is he's unwilling to even try. Like, part of being a professional, in my opinion at least, is to take stock of who you are and improve the things you're not good at. You're being paid a lot of money to be a professional. And I don't begrudge the money. You still have a skill that very few people have.
Yeah, but he's being paid a lot of money to do what, Craig?
Hit home runs again on base.
Yeah, exactly.
When
Brian Cashman traded for him last season, he paid him based on what he's done in his career, which is he may hit 40 home runs, which he's done multiple times, but he's going to strike out over 200 times and have a very low batting average. They're paying him for that skill set he described.
Except he's not doing the things that he's supposed to do on a positive end of it.
Right.
He's not going to hit 40 home runs, driving 100 runs, and his defense is subpar for a guy that we were told is a gold glover. I don't care about any of that. I care about the mindset. He gets up, and literally, you could drive 3 Mack trucks through the left side of the infield.
Right.
And he's not even contemplating trying to get the ball over there.
Well, especially if you're a big walks guy, and he does have an on-base percentage, which isn't great, but considering he's hitting 190, I guess it's better than what it should be. That's getting on base. When they're what you're asking for is essentially what I'm saying. If they're giving you the entire left side, just take it. I got to congratulate you. This is a big moment.
Why?
This is a huge moment.
Because I'm showing you how to watch baseball.
No.
Oh.
Nice try, though. It's May 17th. Today is the day for anyone who said, Craig's not a real Yankee fan.
Yeah.
Today's the day he became a Yankee fan. You may say, well, why is that, Evan?
Why is that, Evan?
The New York Yankees are 26-9. They are the effing 98 Yankees, and Craig Carton is bitching and moaning about the left fielder.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, woo-hoo! You've arrived
in a Coca-Cola shirt that I happen to love, and I've been waiting months to rock it on a beautiful summer day.
You have said very little that's wrong today.
I don't
disagree with what you're saying.
Thank you.
But the Yankees are 26-9, and you're whining about Gallo.
Well, because here's why. Let's take Gallo out for a second.
Yeah.
There's nothing to talk about from yesterday. Ooh, they beat the Orioles. Ooh, okay. They should beat the Orioles.
How about the little kid in left field?
All right.
Who's given a baseball by his dad.
Throws it back.
And then Aaron Hicks, unbeknownst to him, says, I'm going to throw it back in the crowd.
Yeah.
And then a lovely young lady from Maryland says, I got to get it back to the kid.
Yeah, now, if the kid had any backbone or a real father, would have thrown it again. I told you I don't want this ball. Take it back, Hicks. Yeah, that's right. Let's do the right thing.
The other thing from the Yankee game last night is that Carlos Beltran is a really, really, really bad broadcaster.
Yeah, it's not good.
You got that?
It's very hard to listen to the games now. I've told you I've been very, very consistent on this. I like Cameron Maybin a lot. I think he has a future to be a very successful broadcaster. He just hasn't done it a lot, but his insight, I think, is great. I really do. Carlos Beltran makes you want to turn the sound off. And it's not a knock on him as a ball player. I don't care about what happened in Houston. He's not good. And I don't know why the New York Yankees, which is the, you know, the organization in all of sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why they allow their product to be butchered by guys that are so bad.
I'm going to make you a prediction.
It's terrible.
He is going to be Drew Brees by the New York Yankees.
Well, do it.
Well, not now. They got to give him a year.
Why do you have to give him a year? You're the Yankees.
Because maybe he gets better.
No. And it shows you, like, Paul O'Neill, very good broadcaster. Flaherty, very good broadcaster. Maven's becoming a very good broadcaster. David Cone, a very good broadcaster. Like, why is this guy in the booth? What does he bring to the table that I can't live without? Sorry.
He wanted to tell us that Joey Gallo is going to take this the rest of the game thinking about that drop pop-up.
Yeah, he was 0-for-5, 4 strikeouts.
I mean, Carlos nailed it, though, when he said that. Yeah. He said, if that was me, I'd be thinking about it the rest of the game. Well, guess what, Carlos?
Yeah.
All Joey Gallo could think about was that drop pop-up because he went 0-for-5 with 4 strikeouts.
Yeah, it's just, listen, I want the team to be perfect. I know there's no such thing. But let's get rid of our dead weight.
But, Craig.
Beltran out of the booth. And Gallo out of left field.
But I want you to take stock in something. The New York Yankees are 26-9 with a starting pitching staff that continues to be utterly brilliant.
Yeah.
Like,
it is awesome, isn't
it? This is stunning what we're witnessing.
Yeah, historical.
It is historical.
Historical.
Do you understand that through, how many games have they played now? It's 35 games. Through 35 games, this New York Yankee team, this one, has allowed the fewest runs they've ever given up.
Yeah, you know why?
Because they're pitching
Pitching, which has been great. Bullpen starting, the whole bit. And also, they have the best manager in baseball.
No, stop.
Yeah.
What is he doing?
He's underpaid, Aaron Boone. Yeah. Aaron Boone, it's my guy. I got to text him, too. You know, it's funny. Like, all of a sudden, Aaron Boone knows baseball.
No, I agree.
Like, you're 26-9, all of a sudden, you know baseball.
Mention I said hi.
Here are the two things I've noticed.
Just mention regards from Big Mac.
Why would I do that? You hate him.
I do. What are you kidding?
You've advocated for his firing for years.
Oh, do you know how many battles I've been involved in defending Aaron Boone?
He's been on the front lines of the Aaron Boone fight.
I have absolutely been on the front lines.
Okay. I mean, not as much as me.
Two things have happened with the Yankees winning. Number one, Aaron Boone's a genius. And here's the other thing that's completely made up, but people just keep saying it. They've gotten away from analytics.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
No,
right?
They haven't. They're just kicking everyone's asses. That's all they're doing. But I hear this, hey, you know why the Yankees are winning? They've gotten away from analytics. No, they haven't. That's my favorite one. I love
you
that
like,
one.
That's your favorite one? Of all the favorite ones?
Yeah. That's my favorite.
Evan's got a favorite. All right.
You know what else I've noticed different, though, about them since seeing it? Last year, they never went to a top reliever down a run, ever. They
never did it.
To a top reliever down to keep a game close. If they're down even a run, they would throw out their slop or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I thought that until I realized they don't have any bad relievers.
I was just about to tell you.
You're 100% right. We had that conversation. It doesn't matter who they throw out there. Like, Castro is now that guy that you would throw out losing a game. He's pitching great.
Yeah, they
like,
don't
the whole
have,
team, they don't have a bad reliever.
It's a great point. I've heard Big Mac brought this up to me 2 weeks ago. He said, you know what's different about this year? They're going to their top relievers even when they're losing. And I looked at him and said, your whole freaking team is top relievers.
Yeah, I tell you what's going to be, hopefully not, but you know what could be an issue at some point, you know, if they ever play another meaningful game this year, and I know, like, I want to be clear. I recognize up until a couple days ago, Chapman hadn't allowed a run. And so I want to acknowledge that before I say what I'm about to say.
No, you should say, because I think it's actually fair to bring up.
He's a question mark.
It's a great point. Here's my counter to that.
I really feel that
way. And here's the best evidence to back you up. Forget this year. Forget his last three innings. The answer would be Jose Altuve 2019.
Sure.
The answer would be Tampa Bay. Like, he's blown it in big spots. But here's my question for you. Clay Holmes has been ridiculous.
Yeah.
Do you want to make Clay Holmes your closer?
There may come a point.
Sure. If he keeps this up,
I can't say yes today, but it's on the table,
but
right?
But with life on the line, season on the line, obviously there's a lack of trust in Aroldis Chapman, and I completely get it.
I don't trust him 100%.
But do you trust Clay Holmes? Well, have you reached that point
smaller
yet?
Body of work in big spots, right?
But since they acquired him, and that may be the Brian Cashman of all Brian Cashman specials, okay? Since they acquired Clay Holmes, the guy's unhittable.
Yeah, no, he's been great. Even which is why, and I tell you, and you watch, and as you have, even when he was a lockdown, didn't let up a run the first month of the season, it wasn't easy a lot of times. He put guys on base damn near every time. So that's the one, like, if I'm going to start nitpicking, because I'm in a nitpicky mood today, because you made fun of my Coca-Cola shirt, like, you guys came in here dressed up like you went to Talbot's before the show. Oh, that's right, you didn't. Yeah, that's my nitpicky moment of the day.
They're 26-9, and Craig has already whipped out three different nitpicks of the first place.
Yeah, I don't trust Chapman, and Joey Gallo's got to go. Like, accidentally leave him in Baltimore. Tell him it's crab season. I don't know. Something. But it ain't right. It ain't right. You can't keep putting that guy out there. And I know Aaron Boone very well. He's going to keep putting him out.
No. There will come a time.
He's in a rotation that they all sit.
No. There will come a time. Because Aaron Boone has always said something. He has said, this will take care of itself. It's taking care of itself. There's going to come to a point where it's obvious who your best nine players are. And we're getting there. We're getting closer to it. Joey Gallo is telling us, I'm not one of the best nine guys. Sorry. Now, that means Giancarlo plays the outfield. That means Aaron Judge is in center. But it means Joey Gallo's ass is glued to the bench.
So the guy that made a nice donation to Hungerthon to come in and watch the show today just broke our studio. Nice job. Way to go.
I do it all the time. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Here's Zach in Massapequa. Zach, what do you got, kid?
Hey, what's going on? Love the show.
Thanks.
So I wanted to talk about Gallo, but actually I was going to say the same stat that the other person just brought up a few callers ago. But So now I want to shift to the Castro-Rodriguez trade between the Mets and Yankees. I think the Mets lost that trade, and I'm a huge Mets fan. The Mets really did lose that trade. I don't think I've watched a single time where Jolie Rodriguez has gotten a right-handed batter out.
But I get what you're saying, but they simply acquired him because they were bereft of lefties. Chasen Shreve is the only other lefty in the bullpen.
Time out. Time out.
Bereft. That means lack of.
So I want to just say that.
Because I wanted to sound smart.
We're bereft of lefties?
Yes.
It sounds like you're waiting outside a funeral home. Oh, look at Evan Roberts. He's so bereft
Here's
today.
What it comes down to.
Yeah.
Zach, I don't know if you understand this.
You didn't even go to college.
I made an ass out of myself yesterday. I was screaming and yelling the Mets needed to play. I then got rained on. There were storms everywhere. Yeah. I looked like an ass. There's a video out there of me screaming and yelling, and then the video I also posted of me stuck in a rainstorm. So I just wanted a small attempt to look like a halfway intelligent.
Yeah,
I used the word. Oh, done. Bereft.
Okay, you could use it, but you shouldn't.
Bereft. Yeah. Bereft of lefties. The problem with Jolie is he stinks against righties for the most part. But they knew what they were doing upon making the trade. They were so desperate for a left-hander, and the Yankees were the opposite because they have Wandy Peralta, because they have Lucas Litke. So that was strictly a matchup versus matchup kind of deal. And I also can't say on May 17th, loser and winner. Let's give it a little bit more time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.